Last week, I took Friday off.
You did.
You guys were doing the NIT break, and I heard, first of all, do we have the audio of Monty saying
I think they hired the trans woman from Euphoria to play Bond in the next film.
Yeah, it was between her and Bowen Yang.
Boring.
Bowen Yang would be an amazing James Bond.
Great.
Yeah, straight Bowen Yang.
With Lil Nas X.
Just slaying.
Yeah, just Lil Nas hooking up X, with all the
Bowen
hot
Yang
dudes.
Bowen Yang and Hunter Schafer.
Person's gay? Oh.
Hunter Schafer would be a hot Bond girl. Guy.
I wonder who they would cast to play Mr. Money.
What?
Huh.
Okay. Mr. Money Penny?
Oh.
What are you doing?
One?
What?
You're thinking Octo?
Yeah, I'm thinking Octo.
Mr. Money.
All right. I don't even think you can say that.
It's a cat. It's fine.
All right, so it wasn't NIT break. It was Why Today
Doesn't
Suck.
It was the NIT that was nominated. And I said going into it, I was setting it up. Justin was out. And I said that I had not seen a Bond movie.
A single James Bond movie.
And something about Sean, nothing bad against him. But if you haven't seen or if you don't know something that he sees as a big popular piece of culture,
right,
he will jump all over you.
He will judge you.
So if it's a movie, TV show,
if it's a candy bar,
a band that Justin might not know, it just appalls Sean to no end.
Right.
So we play that, we get done, and we, you know, react and all that stuff, and all he can say is, man, I can't believe you've never seen a James Bond movie.
Quick
and
poll,
rightfully so.
Quick poll of the room, the other three guys. Will, have you seen a James Bond movie? So all
okay,
three of them
even
have seen James
okay,
Bond.
And Will has not seen Dumb and Dumber, which is
oh yeah, we got to get on that.
Shocking to me. I won't judge him for it. But yeah, I was like, okay, I don't know. I feel like I know about James Bond. Like I know about the shaken not stirred. I know the bits. I know there's a hot Bond girl in everyone. I know there's a wacky Bond villain in everyone. And there's also just been so many that I'm like, okay, if I were to jump in. Do I have to start with Sean Connery? Do I just go in with Daniel Craig? And it's honestly just, it's never appealed to me. There's one other reason that I'll get to in just a minute when I'm doing my review.
Okay.
And so, I played the video game on N64, GoldenEye, which was awesome.
So I immediately texted you when I heard it.
Yeah.
Again, I wasn't here, but I texted you knowing that we were going to fill in these 2 days, or I was going to fill in these 2 days. We got to get you to watch a Bond movie. And I specifically said GoldenEye. Because that is the Bond of our adolescence, really. And you had already played the game, GoldenEye. It's the very first, it's the introduction of Pierce Brosnan as James Bond. I think he did 5 movies, maybe. But it's the introduction of Pierce Brosnan, the legendary actor, in such roles as the boyfriend and Mrs. Doubtfire. Mm-hmm. Great actor.
Yeah.
So we had you watch GoldenEye, and now, unfiltered, off the top, let's get your takeaways.
Okay, I want to give you, so Cowboy Monday, we do the good, the bad, and the ugly. I want to give you my good, the bad, and the funny of GoldenEye. And yes, I went in with a total willing heart. It's a movie that I kind of needed an excuse to watch, and when you texted me, I was like, perfect. I can watch it. I can talk about it on the radio.
What was
so
that?
Let's do it. Movie buzz. It's a very hot one. Comes in hot.
No kidding.
So if we start with the good, absolutely loved the opening scene where he bungee jumps off the, and it's a 722-foot dam.
Yeah.
And it's a world record for the highest bungee jump in a movie.
Okay, I didn't
know
that.
It was awesome. And there was no CGI used. Yeah. There was a stuntman that did it. They did it in one take. Oh, I thought it was really cool. It felt like a Mission Impossible movie, and since I haven't seen a James Bond movie, you're going to hear me compare these to other types of movies that I've seen like this. So it felt very Mission Impossible. I thought that was really cool. I thought the action in the movie was great, especially for the time. It was 1995. There was some CGI, and if you're watching it through 2025 lenses, it feels a bit dated.
Sure,
but I thought it held up really well. The scene where Bond is getting his gadgets,
with Q,
I thought that scene was great.
So that's another thing I wanted to bring up to you is that, yes, you can watch. You can just pick a random James Bond movie and just watch it.
Yeah.
But they do have the recurring characters. Q is a recurring mm-hmm. character.
M
been
is
played
one.
By yeah. M Money Penny.
Penny.
Yeah.
Which I met her in the movie.
They change actors a little bit, but like mm-hmm. John Cleese was Q for a little while. So they have a running theme, but you can pick up any Bond movie at any point.
I liked that the Russians spoke English in this movie, so right. I didn't have to read subtitles. They right. all gave them Russian accents, but they didn't speak Russian. Very helpful for me. Now to the bad.
Okay.
And this is one thing why the Bond oh. franchise is really hasn't caught me. And bear with me. There's too many tuxedos. Bond is way too uptight pretty much every scene, like when he's going to play Baccarat, when he's pretty much every setting. He could be on a boat. He's yeah. wearing a tuxedo. And it just feels too it feels too stuffy. The vibe of the movie is just way too uptight. I just need to see the guy relax a little bit.
Like
just
a tux itself or a suit? Yeah, wearing a suit.
You want to see him in board shorts?
Sure, whatever. Just
in khakis.
Chill out a little bit. Like he's always in a tuxedo.
That's
everybody,
the character.
Everybody in the movie is way too dressed up all the time, and it just feels way too upper class, and I get that's his whole vibe and everything.
He's British.
He is British. Very British.
I will say this. When Pierce Brosnan got the role and took over, Bond changed a little bit. Because in like the later movies with Pierce Brosnan, you would see Bond like get hurt. Mm-hmm. Like in a bungee jumping scenario, right. he might land awkwardly. You would see him in the movie get hurt. But that really wasn't a thing in Bond before that. So it might have loosened up a little bit.
Yeah. And he is British. And I think that's a cool thing about this is, I mean, he has a British accent. It's not too strong. But if you're just kind of turning your mind off, you could think of, okay, this maybe it feels like it's an American because it's geared towards American audiences. It's
by the way, Pierce Brosnan's Irish.
He is?
Yes.
Okay. But he was playing a yeah. British person, right. whatever.
James Bond.
But yeah, I thought he was great. It was
he's good. Yeah.
This was his first movie. I thought he did a good job. I thought he was cool, even though, like I said, too many tuxedos. Too uptight. The driving scene I thought was cool
uh-huh.
at the beginning. This is kind of good and bad. I thought the second half of the movie, the plot picked up a lot more in the second half, where the first half was just kind of cool, aesthetic looking. Didn't advance the plot too much. But I thought the second half was okay. I'm drawn in. Also in bad, Bond just blindly trusting this Russian woman with his life.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, the Russians, because, you know, at that time, it's still post-Cold War. It's about yeah. the Cold War, right? And it's, okay, Russian bad, American good, British good. And he's just has this Russian woman that escapes where the GoldenEye thing hit. And he's like, you know what? You're hot. You're coming with me. I'll save your life. I was like, let's maybe vet her out a little bit.
Did you have some nostalgia with the video game watching this movie?
Honestly, not as much as I thought.
I
feel like you could separate the two, and you know, when I think of the video game, I think of the song and sure. the pause menu song.
Yeah. That one.
And you really only hear
God,
I think they played it one time
in
the movie.
They played a theme like not that much in this
no.
movie, yeah.
And they played like the theme song for the movie. I thought it was pretty cool.
Okay.
But yeah, and now into the funny category.
Okay.
And that kind of ties into the song.
I know where you're going, I feel like.
There's a couple things here. Bond driving a tank through downtown St. Petersburg
yeah.
was freaking hilarious. And how everybody's just kind of, oh yeah, we're just going about our day.
This is the
like,
Soviet
there,
Union.
That's a freaking tank. This guy's driving a tank and he's just running. He's destroying an entire city with a tank, and people are just going about their day. And that's yeah. when the song plays is during the tank scene. It was cool.
Yes.
It's also hilarious.
That's awesome.
There was a lot of funny things to this, and how I kind of compared the opening scene to Mission Impossible. Ham. And I've seen, you know, all the Austin Powers movies.
Yeah.
And I definitely see the inspiration
course,
for Austin
yeah.
Powers because I'm watching this afterwards. And I'm thinking, this is Austin Powers. It's,
yeah.
it's the same humor.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird British humor, subtle, funny moments to it.
Yeah, because Bond as a character, he's so suave, but he has good, like, I guess, one-liners, mm-hmm. you know, in conversation and stuff like that. But I was guessing you were going to say something funny in this movie revolved one of the female characters.
That's another thing, and also very Austin Powers, how they had sexual innuendo names. One of the Bond villains, the female, her last name was Onatopp.
Yeah, Onatopp.
A Russian woman named Onatopp, and she would kill people by being on top of them, strangling them with her legs.
Yeah.
Which was hilarious.
Not going to lie, kind of like that.
Okay.
I knew you would, EA. I knew you would.
The free space is used on our bingo card.
Another funny moment, I thought Alan Cummings' character was funny.
Is it Boris?
Boris.
Yeah, Boris.
He was like the hacker.
Yeah.
He's great in everything.
I am invincible!
And that's how he died, is he stands up and says, I'm invincible, and then he freezes.
Yeah.
Really funny. But yeah, I give the movie... I give it a 6.5 out of 10.
Okay, that's
maybe
a
7. I liked it enough to, after I finished it, I read into the, you know, the making of it, and because there was the long break between 1989 to 95 between the Bond movies, and how they wanted Pierce Brosnan before this, but he had a prior conflict with the TV show he was in. Remington Steele, which was very Bond-like.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, I'm glad I watched it, Lando.
Would you go back for another one?
So I've read bad things about the other Brosnan movies. Now, the next one I want to watch Casino Royale is the next one.
Oh, that's Daniel Craig's first
Daniel
movie.
Craig's first one. It was the same director from GoldenEye.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and whoever the next Bond is, I think I'll jump into a new Bond, because I want to see how they evolve the... Like, is it all still Russian stuff?
I mean, it's...
They're more modern now.
Yeah, okay. They're more modern now. The old stuff is very campy. In a way, it's mm-hmm. it's a similar layout to what GoldenEye was, but it's a little bit more campy. A little bit, obviously, the special effects aren't going to be as good. But they're all basically the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Daniel Craig ones change a little bit because there's more of a story arc. But, yeah, if you just want to jump into an action movie, a James Bond film is good.
And I love a good action movie. It's just, you turn your brain off, you just enjoy it, you have a good time.
I think the next one Brosnan did is Tomorrow Never Dies, and that is...
97, yeah.
That's the one, there's a media conglomerate that is using media to take over the world. I liked that one, too. The rest of the Brosnan ones,
falls flat.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, and I'm glad that you
I give it a thumb up. It was fine.
Good.
It was like I expected. Good. It was fine. Other than too many tuxedos. That would bump it up to an 8.
Too many tuxedos. Too many tuxedos.